Get ready for Full Contact Radio, fueled by passion and delivered live from the heart of the Rust Belt. It's the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three things you need to know as we bulldoze into hour number two. Three, Ford unveils the most powerful pony of all time at the North American International Auto Show, a 700-horsepower absolute showstopper. Two, President Trump's approval ratings are falling, but he doesn't seem to care. He's focused on securing the border.
When it comes to keeping the American people safe, I will never, ever back down.
And number one, Jamie Kloss, a 13-year-old girl held captive for 3 months, saw her chance, and she took it.
And at some point, she found it within herself at 13 years old to say, I'm going to get myself out of this situation.
For anyone who doesn't believe evil walks among us, I give you Jake Patterson. Jake Patterson, this is the most unsettling story that I have seen in some time. It's completely random. Here's a guy who had never had so much as a speeding ticket, never been in trouble, quiet guy. Nobody paid much attention to him. And he got a job 60 or 80 miles from home that he went and worked a couple of days at a cheese processing facility, the Saputo Cheese Factory. He worked there 2 days. And as he was traveling back and forth, according to his confession, and according to the lead detective on this case, Jake Patterson made all sorts of admissions in his conversation with police, and he saw this girl, Jamie Kloss, get onto a school bus, and he was obsessed. He knew that that was the girl he was going to take, according to the chilling criminal complaint that was revealed yesterday in court. He didn't provide any specific reason why Kloss was his target, and it doesn't provide a date for the chance encounter. But not long after, he began planning the abduction. Not long after, he began planning the abduction, having no idea who lived in the house or what it was going to take. But he detailed his plans to abduct the teen, despite knowing nothing about Jamie or the family prior to the incident. And according to the complaint, he visited their house twice. Twice before he went in with a shotgun and murdered Jamie's mother and father before taking her to a remote cabin in Gordon, Wisconsin, and holding her hostage for 88 days. And if you don't think true evil lives among us, good God, look at this story. I mean, seriously. Look at this. But I want to take a moment here and talk about the spine, the guts of this 13-year-old girl, middle school girl. I have a daughter similar age. And I wondered what she would do, you know, if she would have the perseverance, the focus, the guts to do what needed to be done. I want you to hear from the prosecutor in this case, in the Jamie Kloss case, when he gets to the question about courage. Bite one, go.
We're so grateful for Jamie and her safe return. And now it's time for us to obtain justice for her and for her parents.
What does it say about Jamie's bravery or courage to be able to do something like this after nearly 3 months of captivity?
Unbelievable. She's 13 years old. And if you read the criminal complaint, you can see the amount of control that he was exerting over her. And at some point, she found it within herself at 13 years old to say, I'm going to get myself out of this situation.
13 years old. The courage, unbelievable, says the prosecutor there. And I would agree with that. She saw an opportunity, and here's how close it was. Here's how close it was. A few minutes, a couple of minutes either way, and it would have turned out much worse, according to the detectives in the case, because Jamie fled, ran into the woman, Jean Nutter, who was walking her dog, who took her to a house where they called 911, and the sheriff's deputies rolled. They rolled up and took almost a half an hour for them to get there, depending on the reports, between 20 and 30 minutes, depending on which report you see. And they apprehended the suspect within 5 minutes. Why? Because he was in the neighborhood looking for her. The suspect had already come to the neighborhood looking for her. In any rate, he's been charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide, one count of kidnapping and armed burglary. And he's being held on $5 million cash bond. I'm going to guess he doesn't have five. How is he living in that house by himself, though? Because they said anytime somebody would stop by, he would hide her. Friends or relatives would stop by the house. He would hide Jamie during that 88-day period. He went into hiding. He didn't have a job. He was living in that house. No job, no plan. It's confusing to me, and we'll get those parts of the story as we go forward. But again, I say if you don't believe in true evil, well, go ahead and take a close look at Jake Thomas Patterson, 21, and about to spend the rest of his life in prison. In the other big stories for today, the presidential tracking poll is not treating Donald Trump very well right now. In fact, he's at his lowest polling for approval rating in a year at 43%, according to Rasmussen. 43%, according to Rasmussen, is his approval rating today. And as recently as a couple of weeks ago, before the government shutdown, which we've gone just about a month of this government shutdown. Prior to the government shutdown, his approval ratings were at 50 and 51% a couple of times at Rasmussen. Now they're significantly lower, and you've got to believe that this shutdown is hurting the president. However, a brand new caravan set out from Honduras in the last 24 hours headed to the United States, the optics of which seem to benefit the president. Because what you're seeing is a whole band of people demanding to be let into America while flying the flag of their nation and throwing rocks at border security and so forth, and then trying to storm the border. You've seen this before. You might see it again. 500 in the caravan to begin with. Don't know how many will be there when it arrives. Could be significantly more or less or about the same. We'll find out. But certainly this is taking a toll on both sides. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer unwilling to spend anything or any time talking about a deal, the president willing to make a deal. They've all been rejected thus far. But he says he will not give up and he will not back down with the Democrats on this one. In fact, he says it's imperative that he keeps Americans safe. Let's go to bite number two with Donald Trump. Bite two, go.
When it comes to keeping the American people safe, I will never, ever back down. I didn't need this fight. This is a rough fight. We're dealing against people who think that if they can stop me from building the wall, again, we've already done a lot of work, but they think that's a good thing for 2020 because they're not going to win. They think if they can stop me from building the wall, that's good. This is the reason why they don't want the wall built.
Yeah, a much better speech, by the way. That was in Louisiana at the Farm Bureau Convention, the annual Farm Bureau Convention. Still a nose breather, which I find distracting, by the way. There's got to be a way he can stop doing it. I find it distracting when he's giving an important message. I find it a wee bit distracting when he takes the big, suck of air through his nose and through his teeth and whatnot. Although he usually does that when he's wound up more. He was fairly relaxed yesterday. And he's sticking to it. He's sticking to the shutdown. He's sticking to border security and says he will never let Americans down when it comes to their safety. How do you feel about that? Drop me a note at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com, drop me a note. We'll check the mailbag frequently. Back after this.
When it comes to exporting products to other countries, did you know Michigan is number 6 on the list? It's true. It's also true that the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is here to help you with your exporting needs. The Michigan Chamber certified staff will ensure your certificates of origin are accurate and certified, guaranteeing your orders are going out the door on time, every time. You can trust the Michigan Chamber to serve your export documentation needs. Find out how the Chamber can help you every day. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the US and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the US Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. the odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.